Hey, Michael, it's Tim Carter. Thanks a ton for calling the Ask the Builder show on WGRR. How are you today?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I just couldn't be better.
Okay. I have a hot water heater, and what is happening is the water is, you said that generates natural gas, generates a lot of moisture when it burns.
That's correct.
It is coming, the water is coming back down the chimney and running out the clean-out pipe sometimes, especially when I use a hot water heater a lot. And is there some kind of liner I can put in the chimney to stop that? Or
yeah, in fact, let me pick up my sack of magic beans that I have right here that enhances my mystic powers. I'm willing to bet that the reason this is happening, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but you now have what we call an orphaned water heater, meaning did you or somebody else switch over your furnace to a high-efficiency furnace that that now just goes out the wall?
Yes.
Yeah, what's happened is your water heater is in, and your water heater exhaust is now in an oversized chimney. And before you got this high-efficiency furnace, there was enough heat that was coming off that furnace to actually keep the inside of that chimney warm, so that you would have a draft going up the chimney.
Yeah.
And now what happens, I'll give you an example, like overnight. When you were sleeping, it could have been 8 hours where your water heater, believe it or not, was not operating. I mean, it just, everything was fine. The insulation around the tank made it so that the burner didn't have to come on. And all that cold air, dropped down into the chimney and got the inside of that chimney very cold. So as soon as your water heater does come on and you're putting that water vapor into it, it just starts to condense on the inside of that chimney, and that water runs back down. So to answer your question, I mean, that's the mechanics. I just wanted to explain what happens. There is a liner you can put down the chimney. You could go to all that trouble. How old is the water heater?
It's about 9 years old.
Okay, it's very close to the end of its useful life. I mean, you have not put an extra anode rod in it, have you?
No.
A lot of people don't realize this. You can actually double the life of a water heater when you install it if you put in an extra anode rod. And in fact, if every 4 years or 5 years you just switch out the anode rod, most water heaters will last indefinitely. And I mean, switching out the anode rod is easy. You just need to have a ratchet. If you look on top of a standard water heater, you'll see just like a big nut, like a bolt head in one of the recesses, and that's the anode rod, and you can just take it right out.
Where would you buy that, though?
Oh, any a plumbing supply house like Kydell Supply. Kydell Supply here in town, they sell replacement anode rods, and they actually sell, with all their ream heaters, a secondary anode that replaces the plastic dip tube in the cold water inlet. In other words, when you get a new water heater, if you stick your finger down in where the cold water goes in, you'll actually pull out the dip tube. It's about a 4 foot long plastic tube, and that's what directs the cold water down to the bottom of the heater. So if you didn't have a dip tube, what would happen is you would start to take a shower, and within a few minutes it's like the water wouldn't be hot, and that's because the water that's coming into the heater just kind of glides right around the corner and goes right back out the hot inlet. But you need to make that water go down to the bottom. So they actually make a dip tube that is also an anode rod. And so you can buy that for I think $70. And what happens is when you install your original heater, you'll get almost 20 years of life out of it. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, now, so yeah, Kydell Supply, they're in Norwood, they're up in Withamsville, they're in Tri-County, they're in Western Hills, a great, great place, Kydell Supply. Now, here's what I would recommend you do. I actually think it would be cheaper for you to potentially get a new water heater, but instead of getting a traditional one, get what we call a power vent that works a lot like your high-efficiency furnace. In other words, it has its own built-in exhaust fan. Instead of having a metal pipe that goes up the chimney, it has a 3-inch PVC plastic pipe that exhausts out the sidewall of your house just like your furnace.
Yeah.
Because think about it. You're going to be buying a water heater soon anyway. It's going to cost you hundreds of dollars to have somebody come and try to figure out a way to get this liner down your chimney.
Yeah.
So instead of spending that money, why not just get a water heater that's actually more efficient than the one you have now? Just an idea. But the answer is, if you want to put a liner down your chimney, there absolutely are companies that can do that.
Okay, you can't do it yourself?
You might be able to. You're going to have to use a... Where do you find out how much the stainless steel pipe is? Because you're going to have to use like a stainless steel, almost like a... those really cheap plastic flexible hosing that some people use to attach it to a clothes dryer?
Yeah.
You know, it's like that. In other words, it's not solid, rigid steel piping. It's kind of a flexible, you know, like the black corrugated drain pipe that you see come on big rolls?
Yeah.
You know, that 4-inch drain pipe?
Yeah.
It's similar to that, but it's made out of stainless steel. And the reason you need to use stainless steel is because... there are also some corrosive things. You know, not only is there water vapor inside the exhaust from that water heater, you know, you can get a little bit of nitric acid and some other things. So if you put in regular steel pipe over time, it'll corrode.
Okay.
So, but I'm just telling you, wait till you find out what it's going to cost to put that stainless steel liner down. And you might run into some problems. It might not be as easy to snake that thing down from the roof. And then, you know, what I'm worried about... One misstep up in the roof, you fall, and either A, hurt yourself, kill yourself, or just all kinds of bad things can happen.
Okay.
So just price it out. In other words, I just don't want you to close your mind, you know, to the fact, well, I've got to put this pipe in. There, you have another alternative.
Would that ruin the chimney if I just left it the way it was, or with that moisture condensing, or?
Yes, it will. It will accelerate it'll accelerate absolutely the wear on that chimney, especially, I'll give you an example, if we start to get back to having normal winters again. Like in other words, the weather we're having this weekend, which in my opinion is a normal winter.
Yes.
You wait till you keep pumping that much moisture inside the chimney and we get these really, really cold nights, because the inside of that chimney gets saturated with water and all of a sudden you've got this freeze-thaw starting to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, you bet it'll accelerate the wear.